This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, December 8th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at how Champaign County hopes to make filmmaking part of its economic picture for years to come, and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Illinois' Lieutenant Governor is blaming Ameren executives for power outages in the wake of the recent winter storm. Pat Quinn says the company's leaders failed to prepare. Sean Crawford reports.
Quinn says Ameren fell behind in maintenance and the result has been thousands left without power. Quinn says the utility needs to do a better job trimming trees to prevent limbs from falling onto power lines. He pushed legislation in the spring that would have forced companies like Ameren to adhere to stricter maintenance guidelines.
The utilities are able to defeat that bill, but I don't think that's the right thing. We're seeing right now the consequences of neglect.
Illinois regulators cited Ameren last year for a lack of tree trimming, which was deemed to threaten reliability of the system. But an Ameren spokesman, Lee Morris, says the company is in compliance with state rules and was as prepared as possible for a storm of this magnitude.
We weren't talking about branches coming down. We were talking about great limbs coming down. We were talking about entire trees coming down or major portions of those trees because of the ice.
Earlier this fall, the head of Ameren's Illinois operations threatened cuts in tree trimming and other maintenance if the company was unable to get a rate increase. Ameren wants to raise rates as much as 50% in some areas beginning in January. I'm Sean Crawford.
Jury deliberations enter a third day today in the murder trial of a woman accused of drowning her three young children in Clinton Lake. A Macon County jury ended its first full day of deliberations yesterday without reaching a verdict in the murder trial of 30-year-old Amanda Hamm. Hamm is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of her children more than 3 years ago. Prosecutors allege Hamm and then-boyfriend Maurice Legrone Jr. plotted to sink a car in the lake with the children trapped inside. They contend the children were killed because they were in the way of the couple's relationship. Hamm and Legrone maintain the drownings were a tragic accident. Legrone was convicted of murder in April and is serving life in prison. Illinois Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama are pushing the U.S. House to approve a measure designed to improve federal court security before the Congress adjourns for Christmas. The Court Security Improvement Act would increase penalties for people who threaten or harass judges. The law would also allow the hiring of additional U.S. Marshals to protect federal judges. The law is the result of the 2005 murders of federal judge Joan Lefkoe's husband and mother in Chicago. The plan would not grant permission to judges to carry concealed firearms, as many House Republicans hoped it would. But Durbin says he hopes House Speaker Dennis Hastert will push for passage of the measure anyway. If the measure doesn't pass this week, Durbin and Obama say they will try to pass it or something similar next year. A proposal for a new type of elementary school campus in Champaign may serve double duty as a way to resolve longstanding racial equity issues. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
A group of community leaders and University of Illinois faculty and students met last night to discuss what they call the Great Campus concept. It would create a campus around the current Stratton and Columbia schools that would house classrooms for preschool through eighth grade. Imani Bazell of the Champaign County Urban League is one of the idea's proponents. She also represents plaintiffs in a federal lawsuit that led to a consent decree outlining what Champaign Unit 4 needs to do to improve equity. She believes the campus concept would satisfy a call in the decree for more grade school classrooms in majority black neighborhoods.
We're saying, let's do preschool through eighth grade. Well, clearly those aren't all elementary seats. But if the district could embrace this and the community embraces this, clearly we're talking about some kind of trade-off.
Bazell says U of I experts in library science and even landscape design are in on the Great Campus concept, as well as education students. She says they're trying to design a campus that would be a magnet to children from all over the district. Unit 4 administrators haven't yet publicly commented on the idea. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
A complaint over the procedure at a Champaign County board meeting this week will get the attention of the state attorney general's office. The complaints center over how the board split into two separate party caucuses during Monday's organizational meeting. The Champaign News-Gazette says the caucuses represented two simultaneous county board meetings and weren't properly announced in advance under the state's Open Meetings Act. Scott Mulford is a spokesman for Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan. He says the office's public access counselor has picked up the investigation.
The complaint will be reviewed and the law will be applied to what the questions are and a determination of what took place, if it was within or without the Open Meetings Act, will be made as soon as possible, and that will be communicated back to all the parties and the public.
The county board's attorney said at the meeting that the separate caucuses were legal. Mulford says the public access counselor may have an opinion in a few days. Immigration officials say it remains to be seen whether a baby girl born aboard a plane just before it landed in Chicago is a U.S. or Mexican citizen. Maria Elena Garcia Upson is a spokeswoman for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. She says a child born in airspace over U.S. territory is eligible for citizenship. But she says the parents have to file an application, and then officials have to investigate whether the child was born in Mexican airspace or international waters. O'Hare International Airport officials say a 42-year-old woman gave birth to the 7-pound, 8-ounce girl late Wednesday night aboard a Mexican Airlines flight from Guadalajara, Mexico. An obstetrician traveling on the plane helped with the birth about an hour before the plane touched down. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Champaign County may be best known for its agriculture and higher education, but local tourism officials, with the help of some high school students, hope to make another industry, filmmaking, part of the region's economic picture. Sean Schroeder grew up in Quincy, Illinois, with dreams more commonly associated with Hollywood. He attended film school in Florida, but was always intent on moving to central Illinois to perfect his craft.
Traveling back and forth in between Danville, I got a lot of opportunity to see a lot of the central Illinois area. And basically, I just want to show that, you know, there's a lot of potential in filming in other areas other than Chicago and some of the bigger cities.
Schroeder pays the bills by repairing cell phones and producing industrial training videos. But he gives up his weekends with a new career in mind. Schroeder is shooting a TV pilot in and around Danville, a science fiction show called Circle.
Paris, Illinois has great ponds and lakes over there, really nice scenery. Danville, Rossville has a lot of great old architecture. And then not to mention, you know, Champaign-Urbana and just the life that it brings. So we're going to be piecing it together from all different parts of the town and cities around and surrounding to make up our fictional town.
As he films, Schroeder says he takes time to shoot pictures of various locations that he and the film crew have been to and is compiling a list of actors and crew members that filmmakers like him can use. Jill Manka with Champaign County's Convention and Visitors Bureau says she was thinking along the same lines last year as she was meeting with a representative of Illinois' film office.
I noticed that things are happening in Joliet with Prison Break. A lot of other movies are being filmed in Chicago. Is there any way for us downstate to kind of get involved in the mix as well? And he said, yeah, we'd love to have you guys be a part of this. The biggest thing is we just don't know what resources exist down there.
Manka accepted the challenge of answering those questions and more. But with a staff of only 4 at the CVB, she needed some help, and she's getting it from an unusual source. For 14 local teenagers, it's a regular morning of class at a computer lab.
This will be like links to different categories of what we're hoping to have on the website.
The producer can go to that.
Can go to that and see if they need hotels or different things, and they can click on this, which will go to another page that has a whole list of everything they need.
Alex Davis is a senior at Heritage High School. He's planning graphics within a website that will be active by next spring. It's called Champaign County's Silver Screen Source. It will provide links to resources like hotels and other businesses and photos of the region. And it also provides Davis and his classmates with college credit. They're enrolled in the county's High Tech Edge program, in which high schoolers gain real work experience in areas like web design and marketing. Cassie Bergschneider is their instructor.
They have to interview for this class, just as if they were interviewing for a job. They have to provide an application, they have to provide a resume and a little bit of a portfolio and some things that they've worked on previously, whether it have been a report for school or an actual graphics project or something.
While the focus this semester is making a website, In the spring, students will solicit businesses to advertise on the site. Fisher High School senior Kevin Douglas wants to attach small movies to the website.
My idea was to actually talk to an actual like film scene scout and walk around in Champaign basically with them and see, hey, you know, maybe this is a good spot for, you know, a good shoot.
I thought I had me a bright grandson. That dog's for you.
I hate dogs.
The low-budget independent feature Crab Orchard was shot in Monticello, but the story and script from writer-producer Robin Christian Peters lured in veteran actor Ed Asner in a scene here with Dylan Patton. The film took the Director's Gold Award at the International Family Film Festival. Peters, who grew up in Urbana, says doing a movie in the region holds an advantage to large cities in terms of cost.
Just to get, you know, somebody to watch the street for you, 400 hours for a day for a police officer or this permit or that person. Whereas here, it's a novelty, so people embrace it. And so we may have a location go, oh, yeah, you can use our store for this shoot. You know, we're closed at this time. You know, I saved $30,000. You know, Hollywood would pay $30,000 for that location.
While the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau develops its marketing campaign, Illinois Film Office Director Brenda Sexton says her staff does get inquiries about shooting downstate. She's currently working with a producer who's seeking a rural 1940s setting. The state now provides a 20% tax credit for film production companies, but Sexton says her office needs to be ready for action.
Not only are we competing with Canada and third world type countries trying to create a stronger economy, but in the last 2 years, at least 15 states have come in with amazingly aggressive packages.
Sexton says her office has several seeds planted for getting films made in the state in 2007. If Champaign County and its neighboring communities want to be part of that, Unity High School senior Melanie Newberry says it's up to her and her classmates to get the word out.
I'm from a small town. I'm from Pasotum, and so most people have never heard of that. And to think that Champaign County can have the film industry come here and we can actually have movies here, I'm excited about it, and I think if Champaign County knew about it, then they'd be excited about it as well.
High-Tech Edge students expect their Silver Screen Source website to be operating by May. It will be marketed to film production companies through Illinois' film office. Meanwhile, a workshop in Champaign tonight will focus on the economic benefits associated with the filmmaking industry. A panel of local filmmakers, including Robin Christian Peters and Sean Schroeder, will discuss their work. The event is organized by High-Tech Edge and the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau. It begins at 5 at the Illinois Terminal Building. In the forecast for East Central Illinois, sunny skies today with a high around 28 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 18 and southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. For tomorrow, a mini heat wave. Sunny skies with a high around 42. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, December 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.